rolling now. We want to talk about the wild card game. First of all, I can't believe it's been 10 years since that wild card game, but I just kind of want to know your initial thoughts going into the game that day. What were you thinking about that wild card game and what you guys had accomplished up until that point?
Well, it wasn't thinking going into that game. The thinking started about a month out. So we started planning and having little coaches meetings every day trying to cover every scenario for that game, because back then it was a one game take all. So it was a game that was, you know, full of pressure, full, you know, action packed. It had a lot of meaning to it. And you can go all season long and lose that game and go home, and it doesn't feel like you accomplished anything. So for me, not being in the playoffs for as long as the Royals had been, just because we got into that one wild card game didn't mean anything to me. We had to win that game and to move on. Then it would have felt like we've accomplished something. So we really started thinking about different scenarios a month out, trying to look at different things that we would do, different situations that will come up that we would be able to discuss as a group, so that when that situation happened during that game, we had pretty much had it all pre-thought out. So, again, going into that game, there was a lot of meaning to it for me, because I just felt like if we lost that game, our whole season didn't matter. So there was a lot of importance, a lot of excitement and anticipation, I guess you'd say. But I felt like we were ready to go at it.
You know, one of those decisions, obviously, was Yordano in the sixth inning. And we've talked about that over the years. And you said, oh, no, that was all planned out. That was the kind of the situation going in. Can you kind of elaborate on that and just kind of refresh everybody's minds how that decision happened?
Well, we started talking about that, you know, like weeks out, because when you looked at our bullpen at that time, the last nine outs were locked. You know, we had Wade, we had Herrera, we had, Greg Holland. Those were no-brainer matchups. So our black hole was like the sixth inning, really, where we didn't feel like we had a lock on the sixth inning. We felt like we might be able to maneuver through it, but it was kind of the one area that we really felt like if we could get through the sixth inning, we're in great shape. So when Shields came in after the fifth, the thing that people don't really realize, and I learned this during the Atlanta years, is that on a pitcher, the stress and the workload, if you will, per pitch is elevated to such a degree that, you know, you're just giving everything every pitch. So normally you're not going to go as far in a playoff game as you would in a regular season game. The pressure is so much more, your intensity, your focus, you're just every pitch, you're giving it all that you had. Well, he came in after the fifth inning and said, look, I'm starting to get there a little bit. You know, I'm giving you everything I've got. And I said, okay, look, just try to get us through the sixth inning. If you can get us through the sixth inning, we're beautiful. In the weeks going up to that decision, you know, we talked about who's our best arm if we get into a situation in the sixth inning that we can bring in. Of course, we started talking about Yordano Ventura about 3 weeks out. You know, I thought about it for a week, and then it just started to sound a little bit better, and it started to sound a little bit better because he was pitching pretty good at that point. And it was a situation where we would need him to come in and get three outs max, but hopefully just one or two outs. We knew that going in. He started the last game, and at that time, the reason we started him was because we were one game out with one game to go. So again, we were trying to stay away from that one game situation. We were hopefully going to win the last game of the season. Detroit was going to lose, and then we would have to go into a playoff with them, to see who wins the division and who goes to the wild card game. But we ended up losing that game. Yordano gave up like three or four runs. We took him out after 60 pitches, knowing that we might need him in that wild card game. So we had him as that backup plan. We got into the fifth inning, Shields went back out for the sixth, ended up giving up a walk, I think, and a base hit. And, you know, knowing that he was already starting to get fatigued, you know, the situation we talked about for 3 weeks, where we're going to put it into play. And it just didn't work out for us. We brought Yordano in, but, you know, out of everybody that we had in the pen, Yordano, of course, you know, had the 98 to 100 mile an hour fastball, the good breaking ball, and the good changeup. We just felt that that would be a situation for him to bridge us to the seventh inning, which we got to Herrera.
Obviously, when that home run gets hit, the feeling of, you know, just air out of your lungs. And then how does that immediately change when you see Salvador Perez do what he did when he hits that down the third base line?
Well, it didn't immediately change, and it wasn't the air out of my lungs, because I knew that we still had a long way to go. And, I knew the caliber of our team. I knew the fight in our team. So it was one of those situations where, you know, the fans, it took the air out of their lungs. But again, you know, as a manager or as a baseball player, you kind of just flush that. All right, this is a new situation now. We're behind. This is what we got to do to get back ahead. So your mind immediately goes back to, what do we got to do to take the lead? And then, of course, these guys, they just kept whittling away. They kept, battling. We kept stealing bases. But it was a huge relief when Salvi got that hit, knowing that, okay, we had won that game. Now we move on to play the best team in the American League, the California Angels, but it didn't matter. I didn't care who we played. As long as we got to get into more than a one-game playoff, it felt like the playoffs to us. So it was a feeling of great excitement, accomplishment, and it was a lot of fun. It was a hard game, and it was tough on the wild card teams back there, because you play a one game, then you pack up, and then we had to fly all the way to the West Coast. We didn't get there till like 6 in the morning, and back then it was mandatory that you work out. So MLB mandated that you work out. So my guys got there at 6, and we had to have a workout that afternoon and then play the division series the next day. So there was a lot that went into it. It was just, kind of a blur, but it was extremely exciting, and it was a ton of fun.
You know, Ned, we've all heard stories of Moose on the bench in 2015 in Houston. It's not over. Let's go. And expletive here, expletive there. Was there somebody like that in the wild card game that was kind of the rah-rah guy from a player standpoint on the bench?
No, I mean, again, I think I've talked about this in the past, and I think that was the turning point for us. And again, it was Moose down. Moose played with such an edge. And, I mean, it was a fiery edge. It was a real fiery edge. But he came in the eighth inning, and he threw his glove down, and in the corner of that dugout, and he started, look, we're not losing this game. Let's go. We need guys on base. We're not losing this game tonight. We're not losing this game. We're not losing to this guy. We're not losing to this team. And the guys down there kind of all rallied against him. rallied with him down there. And it just kept getting louder and louder, and they kept getting more fired up and more fired up. And from my end of the dugout, I looked down there and saw him going. And, it just, the pride was just so great, within me at that time, because I know these guys were giving it everything that they had. And then sure enough, we went out and scored a couple runs, got within one. Then the next inning, we came in and tied it up. And when they scored, we would score. And it was just that mentality. But, I've always felt that going into that season, and my whole focus when I first got there was to develop a team that could win. And in order to develop a team that could win, first, they had to learn how to play the game. Then they had to learn how to win. Then they had to learn how to, play 500. Because once you play 500, you got a chance. You got a chance to compete. So they got past that hurdle. And you go from your final step in a championship development team is going from thinking that you're good to knowing that you're good in your heart. And that's a big jump. I mean, you think you're good, you talk yourself into trying to be good, but when you walk through that clubhouse door knowing in your heart that you're good and that you can win and you can compete against anybody, that's the final step that you need to be able to become a champion. And I always felt that that eighth inning of that wild card game was the point where they stepped over from thinking that they were good to believing that they were good. And, of course, they proved it. They went on that 8-0 run from that point on. But, yeah, it was a pivotal point, I think, in our development as eventual world champions, you know, American League champions that year, eventual world champions the next year. I think that the turning point was the eighth inning of that wild card game.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up about the turning point and what that is. And then I kind of maybe like in a weird, sick way, you talk about the process of you getting to the West Coast at 6 o'clock in the morning and that situation that was that game. Do you think maybe, like, since it was such a quick turnaround, that they're riding the high and they know that they are good at that point, that maybe that's why it was sweep World Series?
No doubt. I mean, I think absolutely no doubt there was nothing that was going to get in their way. It didn't matter what it was. And, you know, a lot of times, and I sat here during the All-Star break this year with Brian Snicker, the manager of the Atlanta Braves, and I told them, you know, I'm really glad that you guys aren't winning the division right now. I mean, at that point, they were 9 games out of first place. I said, because what you guys need to do, the last 2 years, you've won the division, you've had that bye, and it, for just some reason, you can't get it kickstarted. None of the good teams could. The Dodgers couldn't. You guys couldn't. I just felt like that delay, you know, was really detrimental to the impact that they had on their team or the momentum that they had going into the playoffs. So I felt that it was, for me, the best thing for them would be don't win the division, have to go through the wild card situation and keep your momentum going at the end of the year. Because, I mean, let's face it, you know, the team that gets hot in the playoffs is a team that's going to go a long way. So you have to maintain that momentum. You have to find a way to get hot at the right time and just carry it, like the Rangers did last year, like Arizona did last year. You know, two teams that weren't expected to go as far as they did, but they got hot, and the momentum carried them all the way to the World Series. So I just felt like, you know, that always helped. And going into 15, you know, I was a little nervous about, you know, not having that bye time, but it wasn't a five-day layoff. So for us, it didn't bother us.
Ned, do you ever think about what would have happened if you didn't win that wild card game and how things would have changed for the franchise or maybe for you or for everybody else involved?
No.
Yeah.
Simple answer.
Perfect. I love it.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
No, I don't. It's that's, you know, that's a waste of time. I never concerned myself with that. I never thought about that, to be honest with you.
What about the emotion of that game? Have you ever been part of a game that emotional with the ups and the downs and the swings and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of times. I remember the first time I ever played in the World Series was in 1982. And we went into Game 7 playing against the Cardinals and Milwaukee Brewers, and we took the lead in like the 6th inning. And it's hard for people to understand the emotions, and I try to explain it like this. Like, when we took the lead in Game 7 of that World Series, it was the most excited I'd ever been in my life. I mean, at no point have I ever been more excited. And then when they took the lead in the bottom of the 7th, at no point in my life had I ever felt so bad. You know, so, I mean, the emotions over a period of 1 hour to the complete highest high as you could be to the lowest low that you could be, that's what playoff baseball is all about. So, yes, I've been through it. And at that point, I don't know if I was more immune to it. But, you know, once the game was over, it's like, okay, my mind is already starting to move on to the next series.
Yeah. Ned, we appreciate it, my man. Thanks so much. Continue to do your farming thing and hunting the deer and all that kind of stuff. We'll catch up soon.
Sounds good, guys.
Thanks, Ned. Have a good one.
You got it.